give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell us. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me chill.
Jesus is real to me.
No other
has
good.
Yeah.
I know. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
I know that He's real.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford in a volunteer mass choir with Jesus is Real. And this is the blessed, blessed, blessed spiritual sessions with Pastor McCarty. All I can say is blessed, blessed, blessed. Sometimes, you know, we go through so much and face so much in our lives with this world that we get so wrapped up in asking for God to get us through things that we don't take time to take inventory, take stock, and rejoice for the things He's already done. Because He's blessing you in the midst of your circumstances. And, you know, I had to sit back and say, let me start thinking on what He has done instead of what I'm waiting on Him to do. And boy, was there a shift in the way you feel. You all of a sudden start feeling so provided for because you look at where you could be versus where you are and you say it's by His grace, by His mercy, and by His love that you are still here and you're still surviving. And each day He gives you a new opportunity to face the world with Him, with God, who is faithful and always victorious. All right, everybody. We're going to be coming from... Oh, my goodness. We're going to be coming from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And I would love for you to grab your Bibles and read along with me. If you don't have a Bible handy or you don't like to lug your Bible around, please go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. And download our free smartphone app. Also on the app, there is a full-length Bible that you can that is also audible. In case you don't feel like reading, it will dictate to you. It also has a reading schedule to help you finish the Bible. It's all out of sight. So, and you also get all the contents of the shows, videos from me, and things like that. You stay in contact with the ministry. So definitely go to the website. It's free for iOS and Android users. Okay, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. We're going to read the entire 1st through the 14th verse. Because, you know, we all can say this. Yeah, we know God's word is true. Most Christians, or even those who don't proclaim to be Christians necessarily, yeah, God's word is true. God keeps his word. And the Bible says God is not one who will lie. So we have to rejoice in the fact that if he has proclaimed and made an oath in his word to bless his children, then we should not be surprised that our life is abundantly blessed. But we need to stop and take stock and acknowledge God and thank him for the many blessings he bestows on us each and every day, and even when we are waiting for our next blessing that we're asking for, he already in the blessing business. That's what he does on a daily basis. So let's jump into Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. It says, if you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully follow his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks, the baskets of your kneading throw will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put in your hand too. The Lord God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you an oath, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord would open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain and on your land in seasons, and to be blessed all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you their head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you today and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, follow other gods and serve them. Don't do that. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Follow other gods, serve them. Oh my goodness. Bless. That's what Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, is telling us. God has promised to bless us in every situation, bless us in our comings and goings, bless us at where we stand, bless everything that comes from our womb, our livestock. He says he will give us prosperity, and he will, the nations will look at you and say, oh my God, you are a blessed person. You are of God. But in order to really get the fullness of that feeling, you have to stop and take inventory under the blessings that he gave you so you can realize just how true Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, is. When God says he's going to bless you, he blesses you. And this is saying, this is just one stance, one part, small micro part of the whole book of the Bible. And in this micro part, he's saying that he will open up the heavens and its bounty and bless all the work of your hands. He promised to do nothing but bless us. He said, my plans for you are to prosper you, not to harm you. And this backs this up. Everybody, please take a moment and just rejoice in what God has already done for you. Because when you start looking at what he's done for you, it totally outweighs what you're going through. I'm not saying it's not hard going through the things you're going through and going through the things I go through, facing my health, facing financial problems, facing all kind of things. But guess what? The joy of the Lord comes in the morning, because when I start looking at what he has done versus what I'm waiting on, it does not compare. He has blessed me so much. In the midst of my circumstances, all I can do is praise him. And that's what I want you to get to. Read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Get it in your spirit. Take inventory over your blessings every day and start rejoicing in what God has done for you. Because it is, when you start inventorying it, you'll see that it is much more than you have ever realized. He has blessed you. All right, everybody. We are going to start the music portion of the show. First up on the mic will be Cooley the Nazareth with Zion. Everybody, let's get this started. Let's go.
For our salvation, Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Word from the Nazarite. It's hard being angel-like. Demons picking fights left and right. Though my anger they ignite, I would not sin nor give in. They just trying to find my kryptonite. God forbid, remove them from my sight. I'm going blind, my path is turning black as night. But I'll be fine with Zion on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might. Sort of light.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God the of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on, till you take them back to norm. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world I transform. Transform my mindset, shape, and form. It's the least I can do for you. My rock, my life, my truth, my way through the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward. I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it to my feet. Now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in truth at my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword, God's word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet, give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion. But yet, give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave
All right, everybody, that was Zion by Cooley the Nazareth, and we're going to keep on moving with the end of the show. Next up on the mic is Break Free by Project Oasis. Here we go.
Settling for sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment. Consequence, the fall, evicted out of Eden. But autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot him dead, give him bread and give him shed. And on his head, you would tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
Break free in love.
All right, that was Project Oasis, everybody, would Break Free. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And it is time for the gospel house mix. Okay, it's time for the dance breaks on the show. When the dance breaks, the purpose of the dance breaks on the show is to, one, give up, get up, and give God praise, honor, glory, acknowledgement, recognition. Just let it go of all the things He has done to bless you in your life. And this is the perfect show to do this dance break because we are trying to focus on all the good things that God has done in the midst of our circumstances. And if you want to get that feeling I'm talking about, praise Him in the midst of your circumstances. Praise Him for what He's already done. Praise Him for the fact that He gave you His Son, and that with Jesus, everything is all right. So that is the first part of the dance breaks. The second part is to listen for the message embedded in the mix, because it's a ministry in itself between me and our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. So first up on the mic is the Sister Poochie Gospel House. Make everybody get up off your feet and let's give God some praise. Here we go.
Yeah. not for me. He opened up my eyes when I could not see. He gave me a brand new song to sing. That's why I love him. We're in pain with adversity. Don't give in to the enemy. Give down, no, no need, and begin to sing.
trouble, don't let it fall away. You see, God has a plan. He had it before we were formed in our mother's womb. So don't be discouraged. That's what the enemy wants from you. But the word says, rejoice in the Lord always. So dance for your healing. Dance for your finances. Dance for your victory. Come on, children. Dance.
And the time, I lift my head higher and higher. Keep looking up from where my help comes from. I'm gonna dance till the battle is won. Oh, and
peace of mind. I've been blessed. I've been blessed. I've been blessed. Oh, I've been blessed. Bless my mother. Bless my father. Bless my sister. Bless my brother. Made me see when I was blind. When I was worried, he gave me peace of mind.
Alright everybody, that was the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix, and we are going to keep this praise going. Keep giving God the praise and glory with DJ Shaheem. Next up on the mic, our resident DJ.
This is how we illustrate the streets with DJ Shaheem. Bring up the jams on your radio.
Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save me. Can't let the enemy play me. The dirty devil gotta be crazy. My God, he set me free. I'm a child of God. And what? I done broke them chains, no handcuffs. I'm proud of the law, so I stand up. Even though you see a boy, I man up. Jesus, Jesus, lead us, lead us. All the Christian children, Jesus is in the building. I know you feel him. He let them kill him just so that we can live. That's why my life I give. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers.
Your disciples, but Messiah. Jesus, take me higher and higher. Holy Spirit got me feeling on fire. My Lord, I can't deny ya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, got the Holy Ghost running all through ya. Let the devil, I rebuke ya. I'm Mario stepping all over your head like King Cooper. My Lord is the king of this castle. Got your duck and slinging scriptures at you. You can hear him every time they pass through. New Testament, Matthew.
Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers.
Dear Jesus, just kicking. I really need you, so I'll pray. There's only one that can save me. I'm an angel, I'm God's baby. Now disciples, come on, let's do it. I'm the baby of Messiah music.
Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers. Jesus, save us. I know you hear my prayers.
Fire! DJ Shaim, Shaim, Shaim.
When you go
DJ Saeed.
All right, that was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's gospel mix for the week, everybody. And we're going to keep rolling. We have time for another song. Let's do I Made It by Spiritual Peace featuring Kissa Lisa. One moment.
Enemies everywhere I turn, haters wanna send me to my grave, but I'm still standing here. This is what I say.
Life was moving too fast, God had to slow me down. He opened up my eyes, He turned my life around. Lord, I won't let you down. I'm still in the hood, but I ain't in the hood. In the midst of the storm, my God is still good. Saying I wish you would give me like 50 feet. I ain't the same, I have been changed, so back up off of me. Every time I turn around, another enemy trying to pull me back, but I'm staying free. I got my arm on now, and I see my destiny. And I believe by faith, Christ came and died for me. That's why I spit from the heart, because I'm spirit-led. Walk by the ghost of Holy Ghost, I made a covenant. Anybody that knew me, they see the evidence. My God is real, and this mission here is heaven sent.
Enemies everywhere I turn, haters wanna send me to my grave.
People have the tendency, smile in your face with a knife in your back and watch you bleed. That's why I don't like favors, man, what you want from me? If it ain't from the heart, then back up off of me. I rather lend, I borrow, I ain't trying to be mean. I know how the enemy works with his tricks and his schemes. That's why I lean on the Lord where my help is at. He never let me down even when I turn my back. That's why I live for God, I give him much respect. Got plans to prosper, not harm you, man, this is where it's at. Not many punchlines, metaphors, it's straight truth. I'm trying to be a role model so I can reach the youth. You need some proof, look at me close and you can see my fruit. The fruit of David, I'm glad I made it, I'm staying true. A lot hated, they agitated, they turning blue. What should I do? Stay in the world, the haters do what they do.
Enemies everywhere I turn, haters wanna send me to my grave.
Can't break me. What you say about me, cool, go ahead and clam it. I'm lame cause I ain't trying to fit in with the world's mess. But I'm blessed, I'm living good with no stress. I'm a punk if I say that I love my neighbor. But I'm cool if I say that I'm a papa hater. Forget the paper, I'm trying to win souls, Lord, set them free. You think you better than me, nah, I think I'm better than me. God got a plan for me, why act like everybody else? And live for myself when I'm just a piece of the body, piece of the puzzle. Get in a hug, get a new plan, stop trying to hustle, be born again. I know it's easy said and done, but if you understand, the fight ain't flesh and blood, but it's spirit, man. Remove your mug, forget your grudge, take his hand, open your eyes so you can make it, man.
Enemies everywhere I turn, haters wanna send me to my grave.
Alright, that was I Made It with by Spiritual Peace featuring Chris Lisa. Alright everybody, we've come to the end of the show and we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week.
Mom!